My name is Murphy and I'm an addict. Oh, man, oh man, man, oh man, man, oh man. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you so much. I gotta get up, but I gotta shake some of this. I gotta shake some of this stuff off. I really do,
because it's been years coming to this convention. I want to first thank the committee. I know you gotta do that. You gotta thank the committee. You gotta thank the people for. You gotta thank God for being alive to come to the committee. Yeah, you know, you get a whole lot of thank yous. You know, you know how they're doing the Academy Award and you got a whole list of people you gotta thank. You gotta thank a lot of people. So I just want, if I miss anybody, damn it, thank you. So let's get that out of the way. You know what I'm saying? One of the biggest things, man, I tell you, it's been years. I come to the convention, man. I come to the convention every year, right? And I said, man, you come in here, and you look in the room. You look in the room, you see all these damn people, and you sit out there and you say to yourself, damn, man, could that ever be me one day standing up there? Man, would it ever be me? And you like, you talk to God. You're like, God, man, you know, I mean, I wear a program. I've been right here for 21 years. 21 years. But I ain't running no convention committee or no program committee. I ain't running to say, listen, you won't y'all pick me to share. I you know how you get kind of anxious. You want to share. You want to get up there, but it ain't that motherfucking good when you up here now. You know what I'm saying? You up here now. You know everybody looking at you. When you were sitting over there in the corner, there ain't nobody even minding your damn business. Ain't nobody looking at you. Now all of a sudden everybody looking at you. And they're watching what comes out of your mouth. But it's about being yourself. And it's amazing. What an amazing topic. When pleasure. Woo! When pleasure. You know, pleasure. When you're having a good time with whatever you're doing. And you really feeling good about what you do. Like active addiction. Remember active addiction, how we used to feel good about what we were doing. We didn't give a damn. We didn't care what you say. We didn't give a damn. I'm going to do what I got to do. Talking about a guy that Wall Street guy. Brooks Brothers suit. White shirt, paisley tie, wingtip shoes, shine like a motherfucker. See yourself in the shoes. See yourself in that lip. Sharp! Sharper than a mother. Sharp, 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 sharp. Every day, get on the train. Ride the train. Get on the train. Then get to the job. Get to the job site. Get in the elevator. Good morning, John. Good morning, Murphy. How are you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you be so damn sharp, you walk different and shit. Like you on some fucking, you on a runway or something in your mouth. I mean, you feel good. You got your Brooklyn, your suit costs $300-something. You got a $50 tie. You know what I'm saying? You feel good about yourself and you walk different, you know? People talk to you. You can talk and you can open up your jacket. You ever do that? You ever do that, guys? You open up your jacket. And you shop, man. And you got a closet full of this stuff. You put on any color you want. Any color shoes you want, any color. Oh, wait a minute now. And then you over there on Wall Street and you enjoy nice Christmas bonuses and whatnot, you know, big Christmas bonuses, man. You do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. Have a good time in life. Pleasure. Nothing but pleasure. You got enough money where there is no pain. I'm just saying my story. And you got enough money to do what you got to do, and you get a bright idea. So you see somebody go in the bathroom and he looks like a zombie and shit. And you see him run to the sink and he throws up. Ah! Now, who would be attracted to that? Who would be curious about that? I would be curious about that. Hey, man, what's that you had, man? He said, yeah, man, come on, man. You know, we can go over to Kosciuszko Street in Brooklyn there and get some of this here stuff. I'm down. Because I like what I just saw. He's nodding on the train and he ain't feeling no pain. Ain't feeling no pain. So we get to Brooklyn and get to Kosciuszko Street and go in there, and I got my Brooks Brothers suit, white shirt. He said, you got to go and stand in line to get the stuff. I said, I got to go. He said, yeah, you got to go. I already got mine. You got to get yours. So you can imagine standing in a building in line with a whole bunch of other people that don't have on a Brooks Brothers suit. But I want to see where this adventure going to take me. So, I ain't that cop, and we go ahead and go across the street to the park and everything. And I, you know, I'm a little afraid, but I'm going to do it anyway. I hit the shit, you know. So I hit it. Once I hit it, fell in love. Now, both of us is falling asleep. Okay? So now both of us falling asleep, both of us feeling good, all of a sudden, but I throw up. Now I got the full reaction of what it was that he did in the bathroom. But I don't do it now. So now it's definitely on. So 6 months pass by. And I go to the job, and, you know, I wake up in the morning, and like, I don't feel like going to work. And diarrhea had became a second nature. My back hurt. Like, what the fuck is going on here? So I go to the job and I said, hey, Ron, man, what's happening, man? I'm the diarrhea and my thing. He said, oh, man, you just dope sick. I said, dope sick? What you mean dope sick? Yeah, man, you dope sick. He said, all we gotta do is go back to Kosciuszko, get run over the baby. So all we did was get on the train, go to Kosciuszko, she got another bag, but my diarrhea's gone. When a person dope sick, right? They all dope sick, they all messed up, they trying to get to the spot, and as soon as they get to the spot, they hit the bag, they run up a man. But see, all the pleasure that was taking place, eventually this disease catches up with your ass. See, you might have thought that just maybe the disease was somewhere no longer in the vicinity. That sucker lives within me. Don't you can't hide from yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are. So, take that. So, all of a sudden, the people at the job started getting wind of this behavior because this behavior is unbecoming. Nobody jumped on the train to go nowhere for lunch. It got so bad, they said, listen, we're not firing you, but what we're doing, the work that you do here, we don't do here no more. so we don't no longer need your services. All right. But by then, stuff started getting bad. Stuff started getting painful.
Yeah.
So the Wall Street guy moved from Park Avenue to Park Bench. Now all of a sudden, the Wall Street guy is no longer that guy that walked so much with so much stature. Now, motherfucker move real slow. ain't in a rush to do nothing. So, as time went on, things got real bad, and I had to find ways and means to get more. So, started developing the addict mentality. The guy that's using now. The guy that don't have a job. Tried to find a job. So what I did was, there was these guys that I was hanging out with in this basement. And one of the guys that didn't smoke reefer, sniff dope, shoot dope, coke, man, only thing he did was drink Thunderbird. So I said, Boogaloo, could you let me get some of your urine because I'm trying to get this job at the Board of Education? So he said, yeah, I can get all the piss you want. So he gave me some of the urine. I went to the Board of Education, poured it in the cup, got the job, and everything is going cool. But I still got my disease. My disease is still with me. I'm still using. So the place that they had me working at was at a school, and right next to the school was a scrap metal place. Okay? Now, in my act of addiction, in between Wall Street and me suffering, did you hear what I said? So y'all could have missed that. Between Wall Street and me suffering, I've learned how to hustle and find ways and means to get more. So I'm at the school. One morning I wake up and I don't have no drugs except for this little corner. Imagine, little tiny corner in the bag, just maybe to get me off of E. So I got that little bag there and I hit that little bag and then I went outside in the backyard, 5:30 in the morning, look up, gotta figure out how I'm gonna get some money. You know how we look, we're trying to figure some shit out. And I look up and there was a fire escape. And I looked at that damn fire escape and I knew how to do some scrap metal. So I said, fuck it. I grabbed the ladder of that fire escape and I started shaking that motherfucker. All of a sudden, the screws that holds the fire escape to the wall started coming out the building. And I'm a shaking. And I'm shaking. And that motherfucker squeaky, 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 squeaky. 5 days more, people cut their lights on and shit. Like, what the hell is going on out here? I got it coming out the building. I'm shaking. And I'm shaking. And I'm shaking. And finally, that stuff comes out the building. Boom! And falls on the ground. I started dancing. You know the dope dancing movie? Nothing but pleasure. Nothing but pleasure came over me. Nothing but pleasure. I took that damn fire escape and I said, how the hell am I going to get into the scrap metal place now? But there was a hand truck. There was a hand truck sitting in the corner. So what I did was, I brought the hand truck over and then I stood the fire escape up. I stood it up. It's the railing. I stood the railing up. Then I took the walkway, stood back up. Then I took the steps, the fucking steps. Put that motherfucker in. And then they got the ladder, you know the ladder. I took the ladder and pushed that motherfucker up in. So now, I'm on my way. And I'm walking down motherfucking street with a goddamn fire escape. man, I'm gonna sell this motherfucker for him. I'm walking down the street calling the bumping and shit. Dad, get that out of the way. What the hell? What the hell are you doing in the street with a fire stick? I'm just a walking my ass off, bro. So I finally coming around the corner and the gym teacher pulls up and he's, Ed! Murphy, is that you? I said, look, man, you either get out that car and help me with this fire stick or you keep it moving. He said, nah, I'll keep it moving. So he gets down there. It's about 8 o'clock, quarter to 8. About 10 o'clock, it's a long time to get down there. Get down there. And as I'm coming around the corner with this fire escape, you can see they're taking the kids off the buses. Now, as they're taking the kids off the buses, I see the fucking gym teacher and the principal. The gym teacher's pointing. Look at that motherfucker. Look at that. Look at him. I did not fucking care. I don't know. I got to you. I got a whole lot of pleasure going on right now, and I got to you. So I realized, I get that motherfucker, I come around the corner, fuck y'all, man. I get around that corner, I come into the... And I take the fire stick and I push it over. You know how, because you got a whole lot of motherfucking enthusiasm. I take that fire stick and I push everything over. So the guy comes running out the building and says, hey, what you doing, man? I said, waitish. Wait. Cause I'm gonna get Wait, man. He said, man, what you get? No. I said, come on, man. Cause I'm dancing around this thing, man. I'm like, come on, wait, baby. Wait. I am so happy. Pleasure.
He said, if you don't get that shit off
somebody.
I said, man, wait a minute. He said, man, didn't you read the sign? What sign? He said, the sign right here. It says, we only take copper, brass, and aluminum.
Fucking moment for real right now. But sometimes, it was 21 years ago, but that shit fucking still hurts.
So, he said, get that shit off the property.
So you know I had to pick all that shit back up again. And there's an abandoned lot across the street because it was too far to take it to the where it posted go. I didn't investigate shit. I just wanted to get high. So I took it and threw it across the lot and went, a whole lot of pain in that shit, man. And I went back into the school because I would probably be fired by now because I believe, you know, I was on this adventure and shit. So I went to the gym teacher. He said, how do you make out? So I said to him, I said, look, man, can you let me borrow $10? He gave me the $10. I left out the building, went and got me a bag of dope, came back. The next day, they had me sitting with the EPA person and sent me, they said, listen, ain't no doubt about it. Listen, Murphy, we ain't never. And the principal been living for a long motherfucking time. He said he ain't never seen nobody walk down the street with a fucking fire escape on the head. So this is what we gonna do. We're gonna send you to North Miami Beach, Florida for 90 days to get you some help. I told him, let me think about it. Either you do that or hand in your letter of resignation. I said, okay, I'll go to Florida. Went to Florida. And that was the beginning of all the pleasure. I'm not talking about false imitation, drug-induced pleasure, but I'm talking about the real spiritual presence that God is in his body. He's gonna do stuff. God will do stuff just for you to recognize that he's in charge. He ain't gonna hit you over the head, but he'll tighten your ass up. He'll give you just enough so that you know. See, because sometimes we can get so pleasurable in life. Like, I'm in recovery. I'm doing my thing, having a good time. You know, I got the jobs back. I got the job with the Board of Education. I got the job with the house. I'm doing really good. Nah, I ain't doing really, really good, but I'm doing all right. I got enough going on in my life where pleasure is easy to obtain.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't trying to share that type of pleasure like you going to say to somebody, well, listen, hey, I'm getting ready to go in the room and pleasure myself. No, I ain't talking about that kind of pleasure. I'm talking about the pleasure that what God is able to put on your spirit. Where is though, when there's no more chips, they say when the chips are down, when there ain't no chips, can you still hold on? Can you still hold on and give God the opportunity that he deserves? Because it gets a little deep. God's will won't take me no place where his grace won't keep me. So, I've been to hell. And sometimes I create my own hell. Like sometimes I like to go to Atlantic City. Now, I don't know if any of y'all ever been to Atlantic City. I don't know if any of y'all ever had gambling. I don't know what you call it, but I did this. I call it pleasure. But let me balance this out and show you how it don't have to be dope and coke and Thunderbird and Georgia vodka. It could be some motherfucking some numbers and a ball. Let me tell you about roulette. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. I look forward to the pleasure of going to Atlantic City. I look forward to going to Bethlehem. I look forward to going to these places. Because I'm going to have a good time. I know I'm going to have a good time. You know, I know I'm going to have a good time. And you start to think and fantasize how much money you're going to win. And it gets real pleasurable because now it's just like that damn fire escape when I thought I was going to get that money. So you get in the car and you start heading into Atlantic City. And you're in the car and you ride in the car and then all of a sudden you can see the coastline of Atlantic City. And as you see the coastline of Atlantic City, your stomach starts flipping. But you know you're going to have a good motherfucking time. And as you're getting closer and closer, you start to park the car, and you seem like you got to go to the bathroom. But you're so excited. So you get there, and once you get there, and you got nothing but pleasure going on inside. And all of a sudden you get inside, and all of a sudden you see the table. Right? Now remember now, you there with the mortgage money, so can't be no mistake. And that ball and that wheel is just a spin it. And spin it. And spin it. And you standing over there, and all of a sudden, fear. That's it. Now you don't know if you want to play or not. Now, but you do it anyway. And you take $120, give me $120 of chips, give me $120. I'm still in pleasure. Fear and pleasure at the same time. Now, I don't know how the hell they can occupy the same space at the same time. But you're taking a risk. So he gives you $120 of chips. And you lose. One is too many. Y'all know what the fuck I'm getting ready for. So I took $120 seven times. When the pleasure turns into pain. Because when I left out of there, I had a resentment. I like what they did to me. But I'm outside and I'm standing there. You know how we would get paid on Friday and we would smoke all the way until Sunday, and you stand outside the corner, nobody wants you in their damn basement. You just stand there looking around, nothing in your pocket. You just feel like the cotton or the lint that's in your pocket. You ain't got nothing. You're empty. There is no pleasure in that empty. So it didn't take dope and coke in order for me to feel that way.
Come on.
So now I'm angry. So the pattern in reverse was the fear, the resentment, and the anger. What I'm trying to say is that it doesn't matter what it is. It could be fucking Häagen-Dazs ice cream. If it moves you from who you are, then trouble awaits. See, because sometimes it's hard to get with that. I was just doing a friendly game of roulette. But that shit escalates and progresses. Let me just move it real quick to the behavior in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Because I don't know how much time I got left, but I need to share how wonderful and how pleasurable the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous is. Oh, thank you, God, for planning me, giving me a seat in that cause, and I'm going to thank you so much. Oh, God is so good. And give yourself a round of applause for being here. We are clean today. But clean time does not equal recovery. Alright, so, imagine being on a convention committee. You're on a convention committee, and you're doing what you got to do, you're the chairperson of the convention. Okay, so now people coming at you, and people doing, but you're doing a wonderful thing because you got the willingness to serve, and the willingness to serve means that you are pleasurable. You're happy about the whole damn thing. So then all of a sudden you piss some people off, and people want you to step down or go to the side, or if you don't want to be with us, then you think so, all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to be down with them because you stand on principles. When you stand on principles, sometimes you stand. All right, so motherfucker, this is what we're going to do. I ain't gonna let you persuade me into doing what you want me to do. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm not going with you. So then all of a sudden people get a resentment with you. Now they don't want to have nothing to do with you. So now we got a problem. Alright. Since we got a problem, I don't forget nothing. You do something to me, I'm gonna do something to you. We ain't gonna do that. You don't let that shit go. I wasn't there at the time. So now, I got a resentment with the motherfucker because, you know, you talk shit on me. You know, I'm just a love and care person. You don't talk no shit on me. I ain't talking no shit on you. Okay, so you talking shit. Okay, this was mine. So now every time I see the person, I want to do something to them. I go to a meeting. The guy's car is parked in the lot. I want to bust his fucking window. Because trust and believe now, we are extremists. We don't know how to do shit in moderation. And I didn't have enough common sense to go and talk to the man. I want to do something to him first. I want to do something to him. and keep acting like you want to do something to me. You know, they walk in a meeting. You hug somebody. You hug somebody. There you go. You hug somebody. What kind of spiritual shit is that? God said, you keep it up. You keep it up. I'll tighten your ass up. I'm telling you. But I ain't paying God no attention. I ain't paying him no attention. Because I'm in my shit. You know what I mean? It's hard to come out of here. It's like, you know, somebody's trying to pull you out of here. I don't want your help. Don't pull me out of here. I want to live in anger, resentment, and fear. I want to live in it. It feels good. It's called familiar pain. So now that familiar pain, I'm adjusted to it. I see him, and I don't want to say that to him. You know, and also, you know, I said the motherfucker tried. He tried. You know, he tried to test my gangster. So one day, I'm going to the meeting, and I'm happy, I'm pleasurable. Candlelight meeting. Yeah. All right. So I see the guy. So he's walking with his wife. So I go to the meeting. I'm happy and everything. Everything's all pleasurable. Everything's great. So I need to go to the store and get something from the store. So him and his wife walking past me. I'm walking past them. You know how you look a motherfucker up and down. You know what I'm saying? And I walk by. Not spirit, but I walk by. And I'm holding this stuff in me. Go to the store. Now, I've been to this meeting over 1,000 times. When you go to the meeting, you got to walk down these steps. There's a door there. So as I'm walking back, I'm walking. I ain't walking like that, but I'm walking like a motherfucker. I'm walking. And as I'm walking, I trip. My shoulder hits the railing. As my shoulder hits the railing, I flip on the stairs. My feet are in the air. And over. My feet is in the air. I come down and my head hits the door. Was not a spiritual awakening. It was what you might call a rude awakening. So, my head hit the door. All of a sudden, I read one of the guys telling me, because they knew something happened. Somebody fucked up. Somebody got to be messed up on this one. So, got my boy Leroy, he runs out to me. Murphy, you all right? Murphy, you all right? I said, yeah, I'm all right. I go and I sit down in the meeting. Like this. I sit down, man. I sit down. I start to reflect. But God said, I told you. And it may not have been God that got me, but what it did was it woke me up and let me know that I don't have to live like that based on what I'm thinking. Because what happens is when you start putting the focus on other people, you lose your perspective. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Let's not bullshit each other. I don't have no time keeping the focus on what you're doing when God has a plan for me. How can I be consistent with God when I'm over here trying to be consistent with your life? Something ain't right here. Nah, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. First of all, it takes up too much time. I got grandchildren. I got a person in my life today that I know she's heaven sent. August 2nd, 2017. My wife had passed away. She went to the Dominican Republic and was in the water and
started to lose a life jacket and all that stuff. And she had a leaky valve in the heart. She had a respiratory problem. And she took in water. And before you know it, when you got her to the boat, she had passed away. All right. So, sure. There were pleasurable times. And then there was these painful times. But I have to stay focused on how I react and how I respond to these times. Now, I could sit in the house and do nothing and let life pass me by. How different is that from active addiction? God said, I got you. So God was able to put someone in my life that says to me, listen, I'm not just here for me. This person was heaven sent, getting help me get through all the tough times. You know what it's like to walk in a house and the loudest thing that you hear is silence? That shit will consume you to the point where you can lose your mind. There's no time for me to sit back and dwell on the past, because I'm sure she wouldn't want me to do that. Pay homage to the dead and rejoin the living. So God is good. This is not something that, you know, anyone can foresee. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why we need to be the best people we could possibly be at every single chance we get. I don't want people to remember me as that fucked up motherfucker walking out of here with a bias gate. I don't want y'all to remember me as that. I want you to remember me as somebody that came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and did service. For 21 years, I've been in service. Loved, tried to love every single person he possibly come in contact with. Because I'm human. I mess up. Steps, all that stuff. Hey, listen. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to be here and know that just for the day, we ain't got to use. We can take that type of pleasure just with the thought. For the whole convention, for the, you know, just guess what, man? I ain't used today. I ain't used today. I did not use today. Just for the day. I want to thank this convention for giving me an opportunity to have a little fun. Share my recovery. And believe me, there's a whole lot more. I wrote down so much stuff. I had about 9 or 10 index cards. See, but God don't want me to come up here with an index card. He wants me to come here and share my story. How? What? That's what comes from the heart touches the heart. I'm glad that I got people that are able to see me, because you can't see the picture if you're in the frame. So I won't cut it loose, and I just want to thank everybody. Ooh, I love this. This is so great. I appreciate the committee for having me come out and share my experience, trust and hope, and trust and believe. I love every one of you in this room just for today. Thank you for letting me share.